The beloved Prophet's life in Makkah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet's life in Makkah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet's life in Makkah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madin Channel, in the previous episode we heard about the nursing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and some accounts related to it. In today's program, in today's episode, we are going to hear about the childhood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how it passed when his parents departed from his life, from this world, what divine wisdom there was behind the passing of the parents of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and him spending his childhood as an orphan. Whose guardianship did he sallallahu alaihi wasallam live under? What were the conditions of his earning, his education? But before this, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat upon the Prophet alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who encounters a problem should recite Salat upon me in abundance, because reciting Salat upon me averts calamities and plagues. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhuma married Sayyida Amina radiyallahu anha, he lived in Makkah for some time after the marriage. Then he went to Sham for trade purposes. When he came back, he passed by Yathrib, the former name of Madinatul Munawwara, before the migration. For a few days, he stayed with the maternal family of his father, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, radiallahu anhu. And in the meantime, he fell sick. The companions of his group waited for a few days, but when he did not recover, they left for Makkah al-Mukarramah and stayed there, thinking to himself, when I feel better, I will resume this journey. But as we know, something different was destined by Allah Almighty. He increasingly fell sick, so much so that he passed away in Madinatul Munawwara. The father passed on without being able to show that affection towards his noble son to comfort him in the world. But that was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned 6 years old, his mother Sayyida Amina radiallahu anha took him alayhi wa sallam and went to Al-Madinatul Munawwara to meet their relatives in the tribe of Banu Adi ibn Najjar, or to visit the grave of her husband Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu. Now the slave girl of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father, Ayman, was also with him during this journey. Whilst returning from there, Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu anha passed away in a village named Abwa, and she was buried there. The shelter of the father had been removed right before his birth. Then the affectionate shelter of his mother also disappeared. Ayman radiallahu anha brought him back to Makkah al-Mukarramah and returned him to his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu. Dear viewers of Madin Channel, just imagine, a six-year-old child is on a journey with his mother and his mother passes away. What a painful incident. How painful is it for such a child to remain lonely and helpless in a strange place, in an unknown place, unfamiliar place, where nobody is there to comfort him, nobody relieves his grief, nobody supports him. But this helplessness and indigence were only apparent, meaning seemingly. Otherwise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was safeguarded at every moment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what was the wisdom behind him losing both parents? The Prophet alaihi wasallam losing both parents. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been granted the status of being the most beloved of Allah. Allah sent him as a mercy to the worlds, and he is the cause behind creation. But despite this, he was made parentless. There's definitely divine wisdom behind it. Now, the scholars, whilst describing the wisdom behind it, they write that until a person becomes parentless, he does not realize fully the helplessness and afflictions of such a person whose parents have passed away. The one who is destined to become a healer to the afflicted ones throughout the world should learn how discouraging the stages of pain and affliction are, so that if a helpless and grief-stricken orphan comes to the Holy Prophet alayhi salam, he would recall his own parents, and he alayhi salam would be fully affectionate and merciful towards him. Now, when the mother of the Prophet alayhi salam, Sayyida Amina radiallahu anha, passed away, his grandfather Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu took him under his own guardianship. Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu an would not even love his own children as much as he loved the Prophet alayhi salam. Hence, it is mentioned in narration that when the food was brought for Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu an, he would make the Holy Prophet alayhi salam sit next to him. And most of the time, he would make him sit on his own thigh, on his own lap. He would feed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam food of a good standard. He was affectionate and kind towards the Prophet alayhi salam. If the food was served at a time when the Prophet alayhi salam was not present, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib would not touch the food until the Prophet alayhi salam would arrive. A mat was spread for Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib in the shade of the Holy Kaaba. His sons would sit around it. When Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib would arrive, his sons would stand up in awe, in respect, whereas the Holy Prophet alayhi salam would sit on it because of his innocent childhood. When his uncles would try to move the Prophet alayhi salam out of the way in honor of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu would say to them, "Leave my son. What do you want from him? He will have a great splendor." He would kiss the head of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, embrace him, caress the sacred chest, look at him, and would become pleased at listening to his speech. And when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam became 8 years of age, another incident occurred that his grandfather, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu, who loved him dearly, also passed away. This was another tragic incident. And before the passing, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu made a will about the guardianship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Talib, who was the brother of Sayyidina Abdullah and the uncle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the paternal uncle, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu did not see anyone more appropriate for this purpose than Abu Talib, and thought it is Abu Talib who can safeguard the sign of his brother with full courage and can maintain this relation. Hence, he called Abu Talib and made a will about the guardianship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to this will, Abu Talib, who was the uncle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, took him under his own guardianship. Now, the pious traits, the amazing habits of the childhood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Abu Talib so devoted to him that he would keep him with him in the house and outside the house at all times. He would feed him, he would spread his bedding near him, and he would not let him disappear from his sight even for a single moment. Now, once in Arabia, an extremely terrible famine occurred. The people of Makkah intended to besiege the idols, but a beautiful and elegant elderly person said to the people of Makkah, "O people of Makkah, Abu Talib is present amongst us, who is amongst the descendants of the founder of the Holy Kaaba, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, as well as the guardian and successor of the Holy Kaaba. We should go to him and ask him to make supplication." Hence, the chiefs of Arabia arrived in the court of Abu Talib and complained to him, "O Abu Talib, the fire of this famine has burnt Arabia in its entirety. The animals are pining for grass and water, and the people are starving because of not having access to grains and water. The coming and going of groups have stopped, and destruction and desolation are prevalent everywhere. Please pray for rain." Hearing the complaint of the people of Arabia, Abu Talib became emotional and took the Prophet ﷺ along with him to the Holy Kaaba and made the Prophet ﷺ sit whilst leaning against the wall of the Holy Kaaba and became engaged in making supplication. During the supplication, the Holy Prophet ﷺ raised his blessed finger towards the sky. All of a sudden, clouds emerged from all around, and immediately it rained so profusely that the land of Arabia was fully watered. In the forests and plains, water was seen everywhere. The lands of barren plains became lush green and flourishing. The famine was eliminated and the scarcity diminished, and the entire land of Arabia turned prosperous. Hence, Abu Talib, in his long ode, which he composed in praise of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, has mentioned this incident in a couplet as follows. The translation is, "The Holy Prophet ﷺ has such a fair complexion that through his luminous face, rain is sought from the clouds. He is the destination of orphans and the guardian of widows." Now, the financial status of Abu Talib was not very good. The abundance of his wives and children had made this weakness painful. Therefore, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became 9 or 10 years old, he began to graze the herds of some people for a wage, so that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could help his uncle. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu an narrates, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every prophet whom Allah Almighty sent grazed the goats. The companions alayhim ridwan said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you also do this? He alayhi salam replied, I would also graze the goats of the people of Makkah in return for a wage, which was a specific amount from a dinar. And the word used by the Prophet alayhi salam was qarariit. Qarariit is the plural of qirat, and it is a quarter of a sixth of a dinar, i.e. 1/24th of a dinar. The views of Madin Channel, grazing the goats is the trade of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Its wisdom has been stated in the previous episode, but the apparent reason was that the parents of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were not physically alive, and he was under the guardianship of his uncle. Because of the poor financial circumstances of the house, he did not want to become a burden for his uncle. And since in Arabia, grazing goats was a common occupation, the Holy Prophet alayhi wa sallam adopted it. He did this same occupation and supported his uncle Abu Talib and proved his self-respect and broad-mindedness. From this conduct of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam, we gain a lesson of self-respect and honor. We observe in our society that when a child begins to walk and he's developed intellectually as well, we enroll him in an educational institute so that in addition to increasing his intellect, education is also gained, he's made aware of social values. This is something we cannot deny. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not gain formal education from anybody. Rather, he started earning a living. He did not need to gain education because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not an ordinary child. Since he was destined to become the refuge for the entire world and the founder of the Muslim nation, Allah Almighty did not prefer that his beloved would go to anyone and make entreaties to him. Allah Almighty manifested his honor in such a way, the one who is the owner of the Prophet alayhi salam, he taught him, he instructed him, and granted him knowledge from the unseen. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Now in this first revelation, by saying, read, Iqra', Allah Almighty expressed that he is the one who is going to teach the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who will be a recipient of that knowledge. Now, apparently the Prophet ﷺ did not study under anybody, any human being. Therefore, he's called Ummi. While describing the meaning of Ummi, Alama Abdul Mustafa Azumi Rahmatullahi Ali writes in his famous book, Sirat al-Mustafa, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has the title of Ummi. And there are two meanings of this word. Either it is associated with Ummul Qura is the title of Makkah. Hence, Ummi means the inhabitants of Makkah. Or Ummi means that he ﷺ did not learn to write and read from any person in the world. Now, this is a great miracle of the Prophet ﷺ, that nobody in the world taught him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him so much knowledge that his noble chest became the treasure of the sciences and encyclopedia of the earlier and latter ones. And such a book was sent upon him whose splendor is tibyana li kulli shay, i.e. a clear explanation of all things. Now, of course, it goes without saying that the one who was taught directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the world, what need would he have for gaining education from another human being? Now, what's the actual secret of the title Ummi? The title of the Prophet alayhi salam. Who else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reveal this? But apparently, it seems to contain some wisdoms and benefits that the ulama have mentioned. The first is that the one who would teach knowledge and wisdom to the entire world would be the Holy Prophet alayhi salam, and the one who teaches him would be none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No human being would be his teacher, so that no one can claim that the Messenger of Allah was his student, I taught him, etc. Second wisdom, nobody could think that so-and-so was the teacher of the Prophet ﷺ, so that means that person is more knowledgeable than the Prophet ﷺ, ma'adullah. The third thing, nobody could even come to this conclusion that since the Prophet ﷺ received an education and he was taught well, therefore his education, his knowledge led to him, ma'adullah, thumma ma'adullah, fabricating the Quran. Nobody could even think of this. Why? Because he never went to someone to study. So the Quran is true. It's not fabricated. The fourth reason, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would teach the entire world the book and wisdom, nobody would be able to say that by reading the entire collections of the scriptures from earlier, he is presenting a refined version of those teachings. They couldn't even say that. The fifth reason, if there had been a teacher of the Holy Prophet عليه السلام, meaning amongst the humans, he would have to honor him, respect him. You have to respect your teachers. Whereas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that Dhat, that personality whom the entire world honors. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not accept that his beloved would study under anybody, and anybody would be his teacher. Now, dear viewers of Madin Channel, you heard about the brilliance, the dignity, the grandeur of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was so great that his Lord Jalla Jalaluhu taught him. And he had this praiseworthy attribute and excellence because he is the beloved of Allah Almighty and the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khatamun Nabiyyin. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was destined to lead the Ummah, and leading can be carried out perfectly only when knowledge is based on a perfect foundation. And whose teaching can be more perfect than that of Allah Almighty, who taught his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam everything and made him the mercy unto the worlds and the teacher of the entire creation. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will have the honor of presenting important accounts in relation to the youth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his journey to Sham, his marriage, and his great achievements before the declaration of prophethood. Until then, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and all of the Muslims. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
The beloved Prophet's life in Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Prophet's life in Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Prophet's life in Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.